If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Mona is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named Carl. And I'm surprised she's not getting a call back because on her date, she went to a level of commitment that most married people don't even go to. She actually used his underwear as a napkin. Mm. I've been in a lot of long relationships, never done that once, so I'm surprised because you two definitely shared a moment, Mona. If you missed it, she ended up hanging out with this dude named Carl at a bar. They got really drunk and were like daring each other to do things. She dared him to take off his underwear and bring it back to the table. He did, and then she used it as a napkin. Only thing is, he didn't dare to do that. She just decided to do it, and now she's not getting a call back. All right, Mona, are you about ready to call him?
I am.
Okay, and this is your first venture back into the dating world since your big breakup. You didn't talk about your ex or anything, right?
Maybe a little bit, but not too much. I mean, I just kind of alluded to the fact that I hadn't been on a date in about, like, 4 months.
Okay.
You also said you were really drunk, too, so there may be a moment you don't remember where all you did was talk about your ex.
A very good point.
This is fair, too.
All right, well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can figure it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Carl, please?
This is him.
Hey, Carl, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Excuse me?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
All right. Hello?
Hi.
What's going on?
That's a good question, Carl. I'll answer that. We do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from a girl named Mona. You kind of understand what's going on now?
I went out with a girl named Mona, but
right.
What's
and
the...
now you're not calling her back or answering her text messages. That's why we're on the phone. Mona wants to know if she did something wrong.
Let me understand this. Mona called you to call me to find out what happened on our date? Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm supposed to tell you, and then you're going to tell Mona?
I'm just asking. Yes. Spread the gossip.
Yes.
That's exactly what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just weird.
Can I take a guess of what I think may have happened while you're not calling her?
Sure.
From her description, like, you know, you answered a text from her 20 minutes later, you're at the bar. Were you just hoping for a hookup?
No, she was fun. Like, it was a good time.
It's so, yes or no?
I mean, no, I didn't show up expecting a hookup. No.
Okay.
Is the reason you're not calling her back because she used your underwear as a napkin?
Also a good reason.
Oh, my God. She told you that?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, man. No. I mean, I've never seen anyone do that. I mean, it was, like, funny at the time, but when you say it, like, now, it just sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to give her props for the delivery.
So you had fun with her. You guys had a good time at the bar.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't ask her to use my boxes as a napkin or anything, but, like, we were having a good time. We had a bunch of drinks. It was a good time. I just, like, by the end, I just don't think I was feeling it.
Is there any specific reason?
I mean, yeah. You know,
your voice just went really high. So,
well, I mean, yeah. I'm trying to think of how to put it. We talked about lots of different things, like nothing that was like too crazy or anything. Mm-hmm. But she just like didn't seem necessarily like the sharpest person. And like, I know we were drinking so that could have something to do with it. But it just, I think it might be deeper.
I like hearing you try to not say you felt like she was a dummy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she's a dummy. I just think that, like, there's some things that, like, she may or may not really quite grasp.
I appreciate the effort, but yeah. You don't think she's that smart. Is that what you're trying to skirt around?
I don't think she's super smart. Yeah, I guess, like...
Okay, wait.
Scientist.
You guys, do you think, is there any way, Carl, that you think that she was doing, you know, some girls think that guys don't like intelligent women, so they play the ditzy card. It's very obnoxious, mm-hmm. But she hasn't been dating in a while.
Yeah, I mean, okay, fine. But, like, it seemed a little bit more, like, sincere than just, like...
How about an example?
Yeah, okay. Later in the night, we were, like, talking, like, after the whole napkin thing, and we were... talking about like history for some reason, and she didn't agree with how I told her that they count centuries.
What do you mean? She didn't agree.
Okay, like, I told her the 19th century was the 1800s, that the 18th century was the 1700s, and she, like, cut me off and was like, that's bullshit. You're wrong. Started, like, getting, like, pissed off about it. Like, I was somehow, like, making up things.
Did she not did she not understand what you were saying, maybe?
Well, at first I was like, okay, are you drunk? And just, is this, let me say it again. And she was like, no, you're wrong. It's the 20th century because it's 20 whatever. And I was like, okay, oh, no. Wow. And so I tried to, like, explain it forwards, backwards, whatever, and she just kept getting more and more irate and telling me I was stupid.
Oh.
And it was like I was just making things up, and I was
okay.
To the point where she was just like, you know, let's agree to disagree. And I was like,
let's agree to disagree. Why is there so much of that in the world right now? Let's agree to disagree on, like, facts.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, you're the only one disagreeing. Like, I didn't want to get other people involved because, like, we just met. I wasn't like trying to belittle her, and like she just kept arguing and arguing, getting more belligerent about it as it went on.
Whoa.
Okay, so she was actually getting angry with you.
Not like physical, but close.
It's like, how is this the first time that it's come up for her?
Yeah.
Maybe she avoids talking about history. I don't know.
You know, that's a good question. We should ask her about that because, Carl, guess what? Mona is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless she...
Hi, Carl.
Yep, she's still there.
Hey, Mona. Yeah.
So I'm not intelligent enough for you?
Oh.
Is that what you're trying to
say? Hold on. No. It kind of came down to the whole thing about the centuries.
But you're wrong.
It's not about not being intelligent. Oh. I'm not wrong.
You are wrong.
Mona.
Okay.
We're in the 20th century. You know when the movie opens up and it says 20th century? It's because we're in the 20th century.
No. Oh, no, that's just the name of it is 20th Century Fox. Or
yeah, that's the name of the company.
Right,
and that's when it was founded in the 1900s.
Wait, so Mona, you're saying if a movie comes out and it's the year 21-something, it's going to be changed to the 21st century movie?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Mona, are you trolling us? You can't honestly believe that.
Guys, you know what? I went to college. I got an A+ in history. I know my centuries.
There's no way you got an A+ in history.
I totally did. We are in the 20th century right now. In the 1900s, it was the 19th century.
Well, when you're first born, like, till that anniversary of the day of your birth, are you 1 year old?
Yeah, it's your first birthday.
No. It's your first birthday, and then you're starting the beginning after your first year. You're starting on your second year, but you're not a year old until you're a year old. So how could you?
Carl,
have
are you hurting your brain right now because you're not making any sense?
It's actually kind of making sense, though, Mona.
You're not making any sense, Carl. We are in the 20th century right now. Because
you see what I had to deal with? Like this, like when she was drunk, I thought it made more sense. But like this is.
And I don't even think that it's the point of being wrong about it. Like, I could see, Mona, you not understanding it for whatever reason. But
I completely understand it. What are you talking about?
No, you don't.
It's bullshit. I completely understand what I'm talking about.
Mona, he's saying, like, though. The first century was the zeros. And then when we got to, like,
What? What are you talking about? Were you back
That's
then?
Why it's always
were
off.
Were you alive back then? You were not alive back then. You don't know.
Mona!
Neither were you, Mona. I say, Mona, if you're going to say that you don't know, then you weren't alive back then either. So... How do you know?
I did pass history. I mean, did you guys pass history?
Oh,
I don't think so.
I didn't, but I
passed like fourth grade history. That's when they teach you that.
And he even knows that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Mona, have you ever tried to look it up to like fact check yourself?
Yeah, Google it right now.
You know what, guys? Guys, stop. Just cut it out now. Enough. Enough is enough, okay? I know what I'm talking about.
Is there anything that will change your mind at all?
Maybe when we go into 2100, then it'll be the 21st.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Can we
this
move
is
on
what's so frustrating right now. Like, Mona, why can't you admit that you're wrong? I don't understand that. This isn't about even the centuries, because you know in the back of your head that you're wrong.
You know what? Like, I'm not wrong. You guys are just trying to brain shame me right now. It's kind of bordering on bullying, by the way.
Oh, brain shaming. I've never heard of brain shaming before, but thank you, Mona.
Oh,
Carl, I got it. Yeah, we got to get off this conversation.
This is frustrating.
Carl.
Yeah, get back to the 21st century.
Yeah, whatever century we're in right now.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Carl, would you like to go on a second date with Mona? We'll pay for it.
I think she's just too feisty, and, like, I don't want to waste her time.
Carl, you're intimidated by a strong, intelligent woman. That's all.
That's it, Mona.
That's all it is, Carl.
Yeah, you figured it out.
Yep. All right, Mona, do you even want a second date with Carl?
Not as somebody who doesn't know how to count, no.
Okay.
Well, then I guess it was a good second date update for you, because we figured out the reason.
There we go.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Carl, for your time. And Mona, appreciate you emailing the show and everything else. And I'm sorry if you felt brain shamed.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
And I hope you'll be a listener until the 21st century and the 22nd century and all the centuries.